G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
In an exclusive interview with the G20 website, climatologist Francisco Eliseu Aquino, who leads the Department of Geography at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, asserted that the recent tragedy in southern Brazil has been exacerbated by the climate crisis. Aquino supported his claim with data from a climate study conducted by researchers at ClimaMatter, a climate and environmental science laboratory affiliated with the University Paris-Saclay in France. As per the findings of researchers, an examination of meteorological data covering the past 4 decades indicates that human activities have led to a 15% increase in the intensity of rainfall compared to its inherent capacity. Global warming is pinpointed as the principal driver behind the escalation. Aquino says the comprehensive integration of climate change considerations into daily agendas remains an elusive objective. This challenge is not unique to any specific region, but is pervasive globally. However, within Brazil, there exists a pressing necessity to bolster research centers and universities. This endeavor is essential for the advancement of rigorous science, technology, and environmental education initiatives. Such efforts aim to enhance public awareness of risk areas and foster a more acute perception of environmental hazards among citizens. Aquino underscored the pivotal role of Amazon rainforests in regulating South America's hydrological system, emphasizing the imperative for environmental preservation. Aquino says the geographical landscape of South America, notably Brazil, underscores the pivotal role of the Amazon rainforest as the principal source of moisture and the primary natural regulator of the hydrological system. The ongoing heat wave, directly linked to climate change, poses significant obstacles by impeding the passage of tropical cyclones and cold fronts. This heat wave-induced blocking effect intensifies the transport of moisture from the Amazon, thereby exacerbating storm activity. The climatologists proposed that countries assume responsibilities and promptly undertake actions to facilitate effective global agreements. He asserts that the G20 plays a crucial role in this endeavor. Aquino says, a global agreement spearheaded by the G20 presents a unique opportunity to expedite resilience building efforts and mitigate the impacts of climate change. Rio Grande do Sul is currently grappling with one of its most severe crises due to floods, prompting the federal government to take swift action. A series of emergency measures and substantial investments have been implemented to alleviate damage and aid the affected population. Following the enactment of Provisional Presidential Decree 1.21824, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has authorized the disbursement of R$12.1 billion, an equivalent of $2.35 billion, in extraordinary credits for the state. This brings the total resources released during this initial relief phase to over R$62 billion, an equivalent of $12 billion. This is Ana Paula Freire from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.